Forget what you read. Forget what you heard. These are the Ten Commandments. Right? Like, this is what you really need to do or you're going to fail. If you could just give one or two things, what would those things be?
Yeah, I think my biggest regret on this journey is instead of focusing on leveraging a skill set, I focused on leveraging hustle for too long. And so just a quick arbitrary example of that, right? Like, I chose to just hustle with my body and go park cars. Obviously, there's a little bit of sales in there. You know, you can get a bigger tip from so-and-so than somebody, right? If I were to do it all over again, man, I would have went straight to sales day one, started selling solar, start selling roofs, start selling something where I had more control over my income, all while still building my real estate business.
What's up? I'm super pumped. Just got done with another workout. It's your boy, CVMK33. Connect me on Instagram and on the business page of CVMK_Global. You know how I get through it. You know how I get that pump look. Best pre-workout on the market. www.cvmkglobal.store. Awesome, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of It Is What It Is, because it is the CVMK show. It is the best podcast on God's green planet. You know why? Because I'm the best podcast host, Mr. CVMK himself. So you know what you got to do? You got to go to that YouTube link. It's probably at the bottom of the corner. Hit share, like, subscribe. It's one word, four letters. It's not taboo. CVMK. If you get that wrong, just change the channel. Look, we have an amazing episode. You know why we have an amazing episode? Because we have somebody that is actually doing real estate investing. And you're like, look, aren't we in a recession? Like, how do you do this? How does dude come up with this money? Do you hit the lotto? I want to hear a story because I don't know, right? So that's why I brought him on. His name is Chad Woodfelt. He's going to talk about a story. How do you do it? How do you get into it? The real expectations. We're not going to give you some fluff and try to sell you on some $1,000 program. We're going to give you the raw, nitty gritty. And that's what this show, It Is What It Is, the CVMK show, the CVMK experience is all about. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back with a quick word after this break. Chad, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, my man. I love that introduction. Bring the energy high, baby.
I'm trying, man. You got to bring it. I'm like, if you're not excited, they won't be excited, right?
So I love that.
I appreciate you, man, being on here. Anytime you have a guest, you never know how it's going to go, right? Like I had a guest, won't name names, but it was a real challenge. I just couldn't get the person to engage, and it's like, but you reached out to me. I didn't reach out to you, you know. So, but I appreciate you, brother, for doing this. Look, what made me really interested in your story, when your sister reached out, you know, and I was going through your profile, I've seen some of the things you've accomplished and, you know, seeing how you got into real estate investing. And I'm like, how? You know, like, you hear it, you see it on TV, but I don't know a lot of people that are like, yeah, you know, this is what I do, right? So, yeah. Chad, for them that don't know you, you can introduce yourself and then tell me, how'd you get your start in this thing?
Yeah, for sure. My name's Chad Woodfelt. I am a 30-year-old serial entrepreneur, been in the game since I was a young lad, man. My first business I started at the age of 17, and it was just a hustle. I was just a kid hustling. And we've gone through a lot of iterations ever since. And a lot of that is what's led me to build my opportunity vehicles as they sit. And I'm excited to unpack that here today.
Cool. I'm excited. Look, I'm glad you've taken on the entrepreneur path. I think particularly now with economic instability, political chaos, I think is the best way to describe it. Entrepreneurship is the only route that you can, I won't even say dictate, but you know that you did it, right? Like, if you get fired, like, you're in control, right? Like, there's not somebody like, oh man, look, we want a 30% bonus increase. Let's let go of 15% of the workforce, right? Like, you can avoid that calamity. So you said, you know, you've gone through a lot of iterations, right? You started at 17 and you've gotten to this point. In this journey, and it has been a journey, right? What were some of the, I would say, initial challenges that could have really derailed you?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. When I first got started in this, I was just a young kid, right? Like I had no idea what I didn't know, and that was a blessing. There. However, when things started to get serious, right? We're not talking a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
You know, you start talking about millions of dollars. It looks a lot different, right? And my first couple of years in real estate syndications, like I didn't make a whole lot of money, right? So much so for the first 2 years, I was parking cars as a valet in downtown Denver to keep paying my bills while I was trying to close my first deal. And when you start to get older, and now, you know, I'm surrounded with young guys who all went to college and, you know, got their job in sales. They got their job in finance. They got their job wherever. And they come out of college and making 100 grand, 120 grand, 150 grand, you know, going to travel and concerts and dinners and taking beautiful women out to dates and all this stuff. Right. And so I'm surrounded by that environment and I'm struggling. I'm working in 90 hours a week minimum. I'm barely getting by. Just keep telling myself it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. And there was a lot of nights, right? There was a lot of nights where I'd come home from parking valet and I was living with my best friend at the time. You know, he's making 150 grand a year. He's living it up. He's sitting at home with a steak and caviar and a fine whiskey. And I'm just like completely disheveled at the end of my wits. Like, and you know, I went to college too, right? I could have easily thrown in the towel at any day, spent a week looking for a job and solved that pain. And so it was a very, very real and intimate look at what holds people back from going out on their dream.
Yeah.
Right. It's the salary. It's the comfort. It's the certainty. Right. And so their point being, man, there were so many nights I really struggled with that. That thought of, dude, just give it up. It ain't going to work out for you. Just give it up. Go get the job, you know, solve this pain. And I persevered through that for years, man. But that was by far probably the biggest challenge that potentially that could have derailed me in the journey.
I like that. Thank you for sharing that moment of transparency. Because sometimes, you know, when you hear stories, you're only given like the glossy version of it. Like, yeah, you know, it was tough. Why was it tough? Well, you know, things didn't go the way I planned it. You know, but they don't tell you like, man, I was valet, you know, parking cars. Like I didn't have a sexy job. I was working all this, putting in all this time for nothing. And then I think something that you hit upon is our biggest challenge is the mirror, right? Because not only do we see ourselves, we see what it reflects. So you're looking at your friends and they have the six-figure incomes and they're going to concerts. And it's like, you know, I want to go to a Bruno Mars concert. I want to do something, and that can stifle ambition and drive. Wow. Right. What happened? What was that aha moment? Because I'm sure in this journey, there was a pivot, like, okay, life got crappy. You're living with your best friend, and then something happened. What was that for you?
Yeah. So I started taking down some deals, and you know, you make a little bit of money up front on an acquisition fee. It's nothing too substantial. I mean, you could spend 8-9 months trying to take down a deal with a group, and you know, your portion of that acquisition fee might be 10, 15, 20 grand. Right. But so that's really not a whole lot of money. And we were taking these deals down just by the sheer hustle. Like, I mean, I would literally pick up the phone and call 150 brokers a day, some, you know, multiple times a day, and just to get a deal sent over to me. I'd do the same thing for passive LP investors. It was just by sheer hustle. No real awesome systems, no attraction marketing, no automation, no processes, no nothing. And that's really where the gear started to flip, because it was really just out of sheer pain where I'm like, dude, I'm so tired of calling people 150 times a day just to have them tell me F off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so granted, this was 10 years ago. This is like the very, very beginning of like the whole ClickFunnels space, the whole irresistible offer, online social media marketing, attraction-based marketing. This has just started.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't this thing that you see every single day now. Even more so, definitely not even in this industry. So I brought that model. I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but I knew I was willing to learn and put in the time, et cetera, and started focusing on that, building the right systems, processes, and marketing channels to attract OPM, other people's money, which are accredited investors, and deal flow, right? And that went through a lot of iterations and revisions, so much so that other players in the industry started to seek out me because they saw what I was building for our company. Right. And so I got approached often by other operators. Hey man, how can I get you to build this kind of stuff in my business? Right. And so that's what originally spawned what I had called my ugly redheaded stepchild of a business. I didn't really know what it was like to offer done for you agency services. Right. But that's how I made my first six figures, by charging people to be their contractual integrator. They'd have this idea. Hey, I want to do this. Okay. Boom. I go integrate. Right. Now we've gone through way iterations and revisions since then. And we build acquisition systems and partner with some of the top 10% real estate operators in the world. And so that's really where the active income first started. Move that into a couple other ventures. I syndicated an Ethereum mining warehouse for about a year and a half. That was probably one of the largest cash flow generators. Rolled a lot of that money into other real estate deals as an LP, just a completely passive investor. Now we're moving into a SaaS model. It's been a fun road for sure.
I like it. But we're going to take a quick break so we can, listen to our sponsors. But I really want to get into, after we've pivoted, you've had the success and you've built this kind of acquisition system. Now it seems like it's a copycat league. How do we differentiate ourselves and stay hungry and fresh? Right after this break.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
All right, guys, if you don't know, you need to know by now. The best pre-workout is Superpower by far. I'd put it above the Rock Zoa and all this other stuff. I want you to get that. I want you to get the protein that was just released. The way you go to www.cbmkglobal.store, hit the little icon, you put it in the search tab, and when you get to the end, put the discount code CBMK for 20% off. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. www.cbmkglobal.cbmk or letters, I keep telling y'all, global.store. All right, so cool. You built the system. You built this acquisition system. We talked about the investors. You talked about now your kind of financial ecosystem is really hot, right? Now I feel like things have been, there's always been oversaturation, but now it's diluting the message and the product, where it was just diluting the product, right? So now you turn on YouTube and you're watching a video, and then you get a 5-minute commercial. I don't know why YouTube commercials are longer than TV commercials, but it's like 5 minutes. It's like, hey, you want to make $100 million doing nothing? And you'd be like, what? I'm just ignorant. Just comes to your head, And it's kind of these systems, right?
Yeah.
So how are you differentiating your business portfolio to make sure it doesn't look like whatever is out there?
Yeah, so it's just being a product of the product, right? So accredited investors have a specific level of net worth and liquidity to be classified as an accredited investor. I myself am one of them, okay. Right? And so I didn't quite understand this until I became one. And so I just speak from my own shoes. And the truth is, most high net worth individuals, they don't, that type of marketing doesn't appeal to them.
It's true.
Right? It doesn't appeal to them. The whole make this amount of money by doing absolutely nothing in 6 months flat and some ridiculous outlandish claim. By the way, 9 times out of 10, that's illegal to even do in the first place. Promising and guaranteeing returns is illegal under the SEC.
Right.
So that's something to consider. But more importantly, we really typically care about wealth and capital preservation more than anything. Warren Buffett's number one rule of investing is don't lose money. Right. And so if I know that that's one of the largest components that us accredited investors care about, it makes it really easy to stand out of the noise and speak directly to that. Right. So when it comes to investing in an apartment building or a self-storage deal, right, the number one way to lose money in that type of investment is by placing your capital with an inexperienced operator. Right. They don't know how to acquire a deal under terms. They don't know how to make the numbers work. They might not have ever successfully forced appreciated a property. They might have never done a deal through a full cycle. They might have never done a deal in a downturn. So on and so forth, right? And so that's why we've really planted our flag in the sand of only working with truly experienced operators. So,
I like that. I like that. That answers a lot. I want to throw this in there. I try to consume as much information as it is healthy to. Mm-hmm. I hear people like Elon Musk say like AI is going to destroy everything, but at the same time, it's kind of disingenuous because you're the kind of progenitor of, you know, AI driven vehicles, you know, trying to get neurotransmitters in people's minds. And it's kind of like, you know, you're speaking out of both sides of your neck, but I love just to listen to Elon because Elon's going to say whatever Elon thinks, whether you agree with him or not. You listen to other ones, you listen to like the prime minister of the UK talk about the dangers of AI, and there is this, I won't say unhealthy relationship, but there's a fear and an excitement at the same time. I think that's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
In your business, is AI a threat or is AI a tool?
It's a tool. It's very, very much a tool. And AI is an AI. So, I mean, this is really just goes to the value ladder of skill stacking.
Okay.
Right. If you are a bottom barrel, if you're trying to monetize the bottom of the barrel skill set, you're going to get crushed by AI for sure. But there's a lot of things that AI just is not going to replace, you know? And so for me, we use it as a tool. And it's been really, really fun implementing it into our model and into our system. And so just a quick and recent example of that, the new, and also I just don't think people truly have used AI to its full potential yet. Okay. And so I think most people really understand the power of it quite yet. However, just recently, ChatGPT rolled out a new feature where you can create your own GPT. In your own GPT, you can literally create your own prompt and train it to do one specific task. And so one huge component of a problem that a lot of our companies have is being able to nurture an email list consistently, right? Sure. And so what I did is I created my own GPT, where I uploaded over 1,000 different emails that I myself have written so that I can train this GPT on my writing style, my persuasiveness, you know, my voice in these emails. And then I prompt it to go and find relevant topics, new upcoming topics in the real estate industry to then go out and curate a daily newsletter. And that happens every single day. I have somebody on my team who goes over, looks over the work, creates it, boom, automatically pushes out to their system. Right. And so what used to take somebody hours to write a well thought out email now really only takes 15 minutes, you know? And so fun things like that, we use as a tool. So
I like it. I like it. I have one more, and I know I didn't give this to you ahead of time, but, and I will ask it after the break, but just to fester on it. hindsight is 2020. Mm-hmm. And even in success, there are some oops, you know, there's just oops, you know. I want to talk to you about if you could either advise somebody or you could do it all over again, what would you do differently? But I want to, you know, go to our sponsors and then I'll hit you with that question.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Go to www.cvmkglobal.store. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Screw GNC! I know GNC don't sue me, but for real, www.cvmkglobal.store. Super Power Pre-Workout, The Whey Protein, Transform Protein, Super Thick Creatine. There's so many. Just go there. All right, so real estate, and then now going into this kind of digital currency. If you could talk to a younger version of yourself or just to a group of entrepreneurs starting out and say, look, forget what you read, forget what you heard. These are the 10 commandments.
There's a little bit of sales in there. You know, you can get a bigger tip from so-and-so than somebody, right? If I were to do it all over again, man, I would have went straight to sales day one, started selling solar, start selling roofs, start selling something where I had more control over my income, all while still building my real estate business, right? The reason why I feel pretty passionate about that is because one, the ability to sell is hands down one of the most valuable, recession-proof, stackable skills you can ever create in yourself. Number two, life, business, relationships, everything gets better when you get to that level where you're at least six figures in the bank minimum, right? I just remember the first day I ever looked at my bank account, I had over $100,000 sitting in my bank account. And like, it just felt like everything kind of changed, right? Because now you're not worrying about paying the rent. You're not worrying about paying the insurance. You're not worried about all these things. You can immediately just kind of go more into a financial growth mindset. And really what that allows you to do is to start buying back your time and start building a business instead of building a hustle. And so I think I definitely would have done that differently.
I like that. That is ingenious. I like that. I wrote down my biggest regret was leveraging a hustle and not a skill set. Yeah. So I like that. Chad, man, you've been amazing. Where can the people connect with you? Where can they, you know, get into your business, support, say, look, I got this deal. How do they reach out to you?
Yeah, just find me at Chad Whitfield on social media.
Y'all, reach out to him at Chad Whitfield. He's an amazing guy. CVMK himself, Cody Brennan, Marshall Kelly said so. You know what you got to do if you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on today? Instagram, CVMK_global. We're at 60K. Yeah, 60,000 followers. It is what it is underscore show. CVMK33, YouTube, CVMK, where it goes down. And the best supplement site, www.cvmkglobal.store. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.